It is Thursday, September 9th, 2010. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
You know, Kyle, Crystal Bridges at the Massey has had a lot of fascinating exhibits since they've been doing exhibits. The one that opens tonight with a reception from 5 to 7 interests me more than anything they've done, I think. It's called Danny Lyon, The Bike Riders. Danny Lyon's a photographer who took off in the 60s, you know, at the same time Ken Kesey was driving around in a bus and all of those things were happening. He didn't want to just document motorcycle riding as an outsider. He became part of the Chicago Outlaws and took pictures of his experiences. And these pictures are going to be on display at Crystal Bridges at the Massey through the end of September. And the opening reception is tonight. I think it's going to be fascinating.
And this comes just a little bit before the next edition of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue as well.
I think that'll be convenient. There's also an opening reception tonight for In My Lines of Vision, works by Native American artist John Welloffman, from 5 to 7 at the Ann Kittrell Gallery on the University of Arkansas campus. And that exhibit continues through October 8th. And of course, the Blue Man Group is still in town. They're still blue. They haven't changed colors. They're still at the Walton Arts Center. And I expect they're still sold out, but you should check and see. They do waiting lists. They do first come for tickets turned in. So call 443-5600. Tickets start at $49 if they're available.
And when we mention the Massey, that's in downtown Bentonville, just off the square. And the Ann Kittrell Gallery is in the Student Union.
Yes, it is.
On the U of A campus. And you're Becca Bacon-Martin.
Yes, I am.
A new edition of What's Up in tomorrow's newspapers.
Yes, it is.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.